Coming live in studio with us right now, we have Korean Gut.
Politicians lie. happening in here? Did we blow something?
It smells funny.
Oh, it smells funny?
It smells like electronic burnt. Everyone working? Is your amp working?
I hope it could be just the computer.
Yeah, we're too powerful for you. We were sent here by Luke Meat to destroy everything you love in this station.
The amp's not working.
Yeah.
The amp blew?
It started smelling like burning, and now the amp is
working. Well, show's over. Should we go on a little recess and then come back?
We can just chat right here.
Yeah, we played those two songs.
Why did you
got some burritos? Yeah.
We did a... That's what happens when it goes into my car. Go on.
That was so funny though, because it was like a half of the song and I heard it.
Oh, you heard it? Oh, you heard it?
Did you hear it? Yeah, I heard the smell. Yeah. I'm really good. No.
Okay. I sort of looked around to see if there's any immediate danger, like flames or anything.
But it's not. Nothing's happening.
We're live on air with Korean Gut, the magic of live radio.
The magic of live radio. The first song.
Because if this was like pre-recorded, we would Photoshop it.
Shit, now we need red light sting. Throw it on.
Yeah. Just see.
Should we do it? Okay, we'll pop in something and then we'll come back and figure it out. Technical difficulties. Cool. That's part of life.
Alrighty, Korean Gut.
this is a running theme.
We found a way. It's gonna happen. Do you?
But I didn't break a guitar string.
Yet.
Oh, come on.
Do you wanna? Let's talk before you start.
Well, I'll go, what do you want to talk about?
Well, do you guys want to introduce yourself first? Just so people know who you are?
No.
Not really?
This is an issue. I'll give you a lecture.
Really?
I didn't want my name associated with this band because it's easier to go into the States. And then the first two things I've written about it, my full name was used. Like full, including middle name.
And
so
baby
I'm,
pictures
I'm boned.
Well.
Yeah, they printed my social insurance number. I'm hooped. Hooped.
Seriously? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, actually, in the first review was by Jordy Yowen, very own Discorder. And he said, Jared Evan Sampson, and then listed everything I do. Was like, runs Geography Records, lives at 202 1545 West 13th, right. Went to school at Ridgeview Elementary. And then the next one also talked about how it was in the Georgia Strait, and also talked about how I wrote a song that we just played when we blew Patrick Sam. Sorry, Patrick, we'll fix it right away. Called Hard to Say, but listed as Hard to Sit. With my full name. And then I got to have a fun conversation with my mom in my grandparents' housing complex about how I don't write songs about anal sex. So that's my name.
Wah, wah.
That story. Plus, I said my name about five times in that story.
All
of
my songs
else?
Are about anal sex.
It's Tom.
Just so thought I'd put
that's,
it
That's
there.
Tommy Wayway over there on the bass. Yeah.
Hi, my name's T-Way.
How much do they check, though, when you cross the border? Did it actually really go... I guess you're driving.
They look at your name.
Yeah.
If they have reason to be suspicious, it's right there for the taking now.
Depends how many hacky sacks they see on the dashboard.
But our other members, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Well, you don't have to say your last name. I didn't say your phone number.
Don't tell us how to live our lives, Benjamin.
All that is on the blog afterwards. It's like all the Facebook entries.
I go by J-Clo now, so. Elizabeth Jane Horner.
That's Elizabeth Jane Horner on the drums. Very demure. Yeah. Saying that.
So hey, she's not going to the States with you at all.
No one.
No one is.
No one is coming. Yeah. It's solo.
Yeah.
I'm going to play with a loop pedal. How you doing? How's everyone doing here?
Not too bad. So can we, let's talk a bit about this band. The only one thing I know about it was you told me that one of the reasons that this project even started was because Scott Schellenberg?
Yes, Scott, I came back from Europe last summer. I was on tour and I came back and I saw Scott Schellenberg at the Biltmore. And he said, so what are you going to do now that you're back? And I said, I don't know, you know, I'm going to work on shipyards. And he said, man, fuck shipyards, which I don't stand by. But that's what he said. I'm sorry,
shipyard,
I'm cursing like a sailor.
Shipyard is your...
Shipyards is another band of mine with David Adrian Matatel. I said, oh, what? And he said, you're a pop guy. Make a pop band. You're that's what you are. And I was like, huh. Well,
and
that's
then,
true. I didn't grow up listening to Prurient. I grew up listening to R.E.M. and Matthew Sweet.
Right.
And got it by voices.
Yeah. So you went home and right away and wrote songs.
No, I...
For Scott Schellenberg.
He just thought about all the pop people that he knows. And Tom was one.
Well, the poppiest people.
Yeah. The poppiest people.
I mean, like the pop collective.
Right.
The pop group.
No, the band...
1978.
Every time I form a band, I want to start a band with people who don't know how to play their instruments. And then I get rid of that. Yeah. So I don't know how to play the guitar. So that was starters. And then I got Liz, and she doesn't know how to play the drums.
Definitely can't play drums.
Yeah.
and then I just filled it in with ringers. And initially, same thing, our initial ringer was a two-guitar setup, and Ellie Lynch of Kidnap Kids was in the band. But she reliably left because she's unreliable.
Oh.
And so we replaced her with Jackie, and we were doing the two-guitar setup, just the three of us for a while. And then one day I was too lazy to go get the keys to our jam space from Tom. And so I invited Tom to come jam with us. You know, let's just see how this bass sounds. And Tom came, and it instantly sounded way better because Tom Whalen is cinemagic.
Yeah, I was blind before, and I'd never even seen, obviously hadn't seen a bass guitar. But I just eventually got working on the frets, and now, you know, I'm doing this, things like that.
And what's another band for you, Tom, anyways?
We're fighting him off. Yeah. He's had so many. He was offered to fly back in time and join Young and Sexy when they were Young and Sexy.
Yeah. It was a pretty lucrative deal. Capital's been calling me every day. I'm like, guys, okay, all right, I get it, you know? Anyway.
But Jared, you played in some other popish bands too, right?
Well, Collapsing Opposites. I played in Collapsing Opposites, but not that I was writing. I guess that's the difference.
Right.
I don't write all the songs, but, you know, it was just try to start writing stuff. Because really, I just wrote, you know, noise.
Right.
That was the only music I wrote, and not very successfully, apparently, given the recognition.
Do you even write noise? Do you? I don't know. I don't know.
That's I don't even want to have this conversation. It's insulting.
He got in the Georgia Strait after the second
I think
show.
I asked.
Yeah, that's.
I'm pretty sure I asked you the same question during 24 Hours when Shipyards played.
I'm sure you did.
And that was the time.
You accused us of being a poppy noise band, and then you got me ostracized. No secret location shows for me after that.
Oh, really?
No, what? I'm just making that up.
Well, the funniest thing also was the same night, 24 Hours, the first one, Scott, he played on the show, and he was hanging around, like, drunk.
Yes.
Out of his mind. And during your set, I think it was Shipyards.
Yeah.
And you basically swore at him and told him to shut the F up.
No, that was Tom and other people. Scott was asleep on the couch.
Right.
There's a song from that session called Scott Schoenberg's Sleep on the Couch. But we're living in the past,
but
Benjamin.
Who are the
this is Korean also, Gut. Shipyards? Yeah. This ain't Shipyards.
Let's play some Thunderbird classics.
Korean Gut, you have a new 7-inch out and you're going to play some songs.
We do. We're going to play, the 7-inch, yeah. This just came out. It's on Mammoth Cape Recording Company. Our wonderful friends from Lethbridge, Alberta, doing things right. So it came out. It's out.
And you went
and
recorded in Alberta.
We recorded in Lethbridge, yeah.
Yeah.
In the Mammoth Cave, deep in the basement.
Very nice. Very nice. So we'll hear some songs from that, and then we'll come back and talk a bit more.
All right.
If we have time, I don't know. Blowing amps and everything.
Oh, we got time. Yeah. All right. This is the first song on that 7-inch. This is the title track. This is a song about the number 20 bus, which I used to have to ride to practice. It's called Your Misery, Our Benefit. Another one, it's called If You Want.
Pass it on.
This is the B-side. That's A-side. Records of Two Sides, History Lesson Part 1. This is a song about DC Comics, not hero or villain, character Jack Ryder, the flamboyantly gay Joker with a boa. It's called The Creeper. Another song about DC Comics. It's called Gin Gold. It's the thing that Ralph Dibny, the elongated man, ingests to stretch. History Lesson Part 2.
Nerds.
CITR featuring Jared Evan Sampson of South Gravel Street.
You dick!
I don't listen to the show.
I'm really calling.
I shouldn't say that. Ben Lai, I'd like to thank Ben Lai Personnel and Air for driving some of our stuff out to the show because we're a band with a tiny car of one member. One member has a license, so thank you, Ben Lai. You saved us.
Yeah, not doesn't happen very often. The last time I drove someone was Julie Doran, so you're in good company.
We're in pretty good company there.
Let's go back. Well, on the drive here, there was a lot of, we're going to talk about a bit, a lot of comic book talk, and you like comics.
I love comics.
I purchased a copy of the new 7-inch that you have, that you just played.
Yes.
Some songs from, aside from having a dead bug squished inside.
There was. Awesome.
There's also a little, whatever you call it, insert, and there's like a Batman or something.
There's,
it?
Yeah.
Is,
there's,
it, is that legal? There's like a bunch of superheroes.
I don't know.
Like,
I left the, it's
just as legal.
Oh! It's just as legal internationally, because it's the Justice League International. The Elongated Man, like, I love DC. I don't know. Jackie and I both love comics. Jackie makes comics, and...
Yes.
You do. And I don't make comics because I'm talentless when it comes to that. But I love comics more than music or anything else. I love them. So I just, what happens, I've rewritten a lot of things to not have names about comics. There was a song we play, We'll Never Reveal, that used to be called Amazing Spider-Man number 184.
Right.
But the Justice League International was like the weird reject team that like Elongated Man were on. And they're the team in there. Batman was on. But other than that, if you look, do you recognize anyone else? It's like Rocket Red. Who's like the Soviet Union guy, and like
me.
Booster Gold, and then Mr. Tom Whalen, Guy Gardner, Green Lantern for the bowl cut.
He is a new superhero.
Yeah, it's so, just a big thing for me, and for some reason, it was an inspiration for the record. So, I'm with it.
So, with the whole superhero comics more popular now because of the whole movie thing.
God no,
Or is it actually less because kids play video games?
Yeah, people hate comic books. DC Comics are actually relaunching all of their books. We're just going to talk about comics because they want to have a hip new edge. So Superman's now kind of brooding and wears a giant suit of armor. It's terrible. They keep saying they're going to get new readers. That's what you're talking about. They're not going to get new readers. The only people they have reading comics are 300-pound, 27-year-old men and Jackie.
But I don't
know. Our band, essentially.
Yeah. So, but it's still going. Well, I guess a lot of the Marvel and DC makes a lot of money from the movies now. Instead,
yeah, they still do well. I worked at a comic shop, and we did very well, and the city's good for it. Yeah, comics are good. I like comics.
Like, do you still buy them? I guess you still buy them regularly? Or
I don't anymore because I don't work at a shop anymore. I worked at Golden Age Collectibles for a while. Right. So I sort of fallen out of touch because I'm too poor to keep up with how much I hate everything about comic books. Right. It's like dating someone who dresses in ridiculous outfits and you just can't stand. It's like dressing, or it's like dating the Wicks.
Why would you do that?
What?
That would be agony.
So what do you think? But do they do that at, do people dress, well, like at those conferences, like Comic Cons, they don't dress up, isn't it?
No, of course they do.
Isn't it done for the anime, or is it more,
it's everything, man. Yeah. San Diego Comic Con's on right now. It's gigantic. I've been there a few times. It's ridiculous. Right. You see someone dressed up as anyone, people, you'd be like, I don't know who that is. And they'd be like, oh, come on, he was in one episode of Deep Space Nine.
Right. You don't recognize Chiquita Banana? The ultimate comic book hero. For Dole.
I just dress up as NFL Super Pro every time, and then I'm set. We should play music, probably.
Let's do it. We got 15 minutes, so tons of time.
Oh. Yeah, we got a lot of songs, Benjamin.
Yeah, let's do it. Korean Gut.
Yeah, we're going into the set where I don't sing any of them.
Can I get my mic turned up a little?
Awesome. Korean Gut. Very quickly, though, can we talk... Well, what's Korean Gut? I looked it up, but...
Korean Gut was a misread piece of graffiti at the secret location that said nuclear guts. And I looked at it, I was drunk, and I said, Korean Gut? And I looked back, and then I looked it up, and it was a thing.
Yeah.
It's like a shamanistic Korean ceremony, is a gut. Right. And I was really obsessed with Korean drama at that point. I was watching like First Shop of Coffee Prince and You're Beautiful.
Are they actual the soap
opera? I'm Sorry, I Love You. Yeah, they're daily soap operas. I watched a lot of those.
When you were on the bus, you were talking about that.
My Girlfriend is a Gumiho. That was a really good one. I'm watching one now called Best Love. We can talk about Korean drama now all night, too. But instead, let's play the songs where I don't say anything.
All right.
Where are the songs Korean about Korean dramas?
Yeah. It's coming, man.
Oh, boy.
They're already here. What are we doing? This is... Let's do two songs that you wrote in a row. So whichever one you want to start with.
I guess Straight Gate.
All right.
My way. idea what I'm saying.
Or I singing. Agree. It would be rough.
Okay. Thanks.
That song's so good. I just wanted a recording of it. I'm a selfish man.
Well, I just can't hear.
We just vocals. Love yeah, recordings of ourselves.
Yeah. I just listen to them on the bus all day.
Yeah.
I just record and talk back to myself. Rocking hey, Jared.
All around town.
How you doing? Why don't you play a little song you wrote, Tommy Weiwei?
All right. Are we ready, everybody?
Yes.
Thank you. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna skip. This is a song that I made us figure out while we were setting up. It's gonna be really sloppy. I really want to play it. I had this fever in my bones to do something ridiculous.
Go to a doctor.
And this is sort of it. This is a cover of a old song by one of my favorite songwriters in Vancouver. Here we go. This is a song by Collapsing Opposites from the album Sincerity Sarcasm. It's called Honesty.
For the brain, and heavy metal is slightly inane. They say sincerity is hip this year, and sarcasm tunes ain't coming back up here. But honesty sells the records the most, and better bust channels come from the West Coast. But everything that I ever said was a lie, and everything song that is wrong, every word I ever said was a lie.
Peter, thank you.
Korean Gut live in CITR. That's all the time we have. Thanks for coming out.
Thanks so much, Ben. Thank you, everyone, for rolling with the punches.
Thank you.
Thank you. And to get you on the internet, do a search for Korean Gut. I think that's the first.
Korean Gut. Yeah, you're gonna find some recipes, but other than that, you'll be okay.
I think you'll be fine.
We're the thing that's not a recipe.
Yeah, I think it's the first link. I think I checked it. It's Rise to the Top. It's so popular. The 7-inch is available everywhere.
Some of the stores, I haven't taken them all. It's at Scratch and only Scratch and Audio Pally. Locally, it should be at Zoo Shop and Red Cat. in Zulu pretty soon. You can order it online at mammothcaverecording.com.
And you just play your CD release. Well, CD. I keep saying CD. Yeah, we don't. Last week. So not any shows coming up. And you're going to...
I'm going away next Tuesday. So our next show, we're playing August 15th at the Waldorf with Watermelon and I can't remember the name of the band. It's like Cher Rivera. They're a touring like girl punk band from San Francisco.
So
all those facts are wrong. But at the Waldorf with Watermelon for sure.
A couple of weeks. Well, not more than
three, four weeks.
In a month. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you once again. Have a good sleep tonight.
Thanks a lot, Ben. That was the cherry on top of this experience.
Thanks, Irene, for sound and everything.
Thank you, Irene, so much.
And thank you, Bat Faith, for being the fill-in music while the Bat Faith of your amp blowing up.
Yeah, that CD is great. Buy that CD. They're
so coming up next is Ochre. We will see you again someday soon.
Hello. You are now listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.9 FM. And tonight we've got a very cool show. So last show we talked a lot about reggae and basically how there's not that much tracks in reggae that I have. And it has a lot of these very cool influences. It goes into all sorts of different rhythms and different beats, and you get everything from Amy Winehouse to, of course, classic Bob Marley. But this week, we're going to talk very much about the same things, but this time with hip-hop. It's also another one of those musical genres that I honestly don't listen much to because it's kind of hard for me to be able to dance to it, first of all. It's got very different kinds of either really chill rhythm or a rhythm that's a little bit, you know, something that works better for breakdancing, for instance. Anyway, so this week we're going to look at quite a number of tracks, but all mostly influenced by this one dude on YouTube. I talked a lot about going onto SoundCloud and typing in, say, a song that you're trying to find that's an oldie that you want to find updated that uses its samples or whatnot, or is just a complete remix.